Before we start, I'd like to have a minute silence for Colin Cole, who passed away just before Christmas. Thank you. Right, I'd like to welcome everybody and thank you very much for coming. I've enjoyed my first year as president. It has been an honour for me. The club has had a very successful year. We have staged two very good shows. We had a record number of people helping with the staging, and I would like to thank everyone for their help. There are not many clubs that could run two shows without help from outside the club, so well done. The club has done well financially after investing in new judging stands, etc. I will leave the rest to Sue. I've noticed that the members' attendance is dropping. As this is how we make our money, we need to put more bums on seats. How? I don't know, but, you know, perhaps if anyone's got any suggestions. I would like to thank Graham, John, Sue and George and his show team for all their help. Also, all the members and their wives that have helped to make the year a great success. Without you, it would not be possible. On the show scene, less members have shown this year, but the club has had success in all sections and in the BSCC League. We now have a new judge in the club, and Gallup has judged at the World Show All Prestige for Ipswich BS. I would like to wish all members a successful breeding and show season. On a personal note, Peter and I would like to thank Billy and Brian for the help they give unloading the seed every month. The club makes £1 a bag for the club. Although he gets on my nerves. Keeps telling everyone my age. Right.
75.
Pardon?
She's 75.
Oh, shut up.
And George is 80.
That's it. So I'd like to, all the positions are vacant now, and I'd like to pass over to George, who will do his bit.
Thank you.
You're new members, I do. Okay, well, what's your name?
David White.
Okay. We'll see you after.
Are you David, are you?
Yes.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi there.
Hiya. It's an ADM, so we've just got a few things to get through.
I should imagine, is there any apologies for absence?
Yes, Janice has been taken into hospital. She's had a suspected heart attack, but Gallup's been informing me all day, but Graham, no, he couldn't come. Richard couldn't come.
Martin Frost
and Alan, one's at a funeral, one's on a seminar.
Martin Frost.
So,
And Dave Stevenson. When it's at the last AGM.
Yeah. Well, with the AGM last year, we had made a bit of a faux pas because we had no secretary at the time, and you didn't vote your secretary until halfway through the meeting. So we were fairly short on notes to do the AGM notes with. So I've done my best with all the information I had. So that's the main reason why you've not got the reports from the officers, because no notes were taken. So you just have to read it as read, really.
So there won't be no minutes arising from that then, obviously.
Unless
anybody's got anything. Matters arising from the last minutes, was there anything? No? Because we ain't got none, yeah. The chairman's report, he's not here, is he, so...
Right, I've got a report here.
Have you?
Yep. Do you want me to read it out, or do you want to read it out?
I don't mind, it's up to you.
Okay.
If you want to do it,
can you read that font?
Yeah. You want me to go for it?
Yeah, go on.
Right, the chairman's report is, unfortunately I am unable to be with you this evening. I am sitting in a theatre with friends enjoying a repartee with a good comedian. 2017 was an industrious for the club. We embarked on delivering an additional show, the LEA Special, a rare. Not happy with just delivering an admirable show, and we endeavoured to enhance the breeder and exhibit experience by providing an afternoon seminar and question session. This achievement has to be credited to our dedicated team of members, which worked tirelessly, to deliver not just this event, but also all the social events we hold over the year. Our thanks have to be extended to our friends from the hobby and other clubs that continue to support Ipswich. Our other events were equally successful and continue to provide our members with a varied array of social events that they and their families can enjoy. The visit to Tropical Winds was a nice relaxed day out at last. Our chance to see a collection before the venue closed later in the year. Our barbecue was a much success as always, and we have to thank Sandra and Peter for being the main organisers of this event. This year we have arranged what I believe to be a good programme of events, and we have tried to encompass all our members' interests. It is time, I feel, to step down as your chairperson. I have a busy year planned with work and home commitments, and knowing that last year I struggled at times to keep a focus on the club and its affairs, I wish my successor all the best and hope they, with such a loyal band of members as I have found, can continue to develop and enhance the club. I will not be too far away and intend to keep working hard for this, from the sidelines. My sincere thanks to all the members for their positive input to the club, and long may this continue. Graham Bart. That was Graham's report.
Thank you.
General Secretary.
Oh, that's me. Okay. This is the end of my first year as a General Secretary, and only my second year as a member. I've had no previous experience of club positions, so hopefully you've had to bear with me over the year, as I've learnt how to do the job. Last year I had a very bad season, breeding-wise, with over 80% French Malters, which was a big downer for me. And those that weren't French Malters, most of them died off anyway. This year I started in October instead of January or November, and I've had a much better year, so it's going much better for me now, so I'm a bit more enthusiastic about it all. Last year, because I had such bad French malt, I tried to initiate some sort of initiative with the French malt and created a survey and distributed that as much as I could. Well, unfortunately, the returns were pretty disappointing, and I think I only had 3 back, so that's not enough for me to make any determination with. So I'm going to put that on ice for the time being. Last year, to my knowledge, we had 7 new members, which was pretty good. I think we lost a couple, Some of them have come, but most of them sit on the sidelines, don't actually come to the meeting. And I suspect some of them have just joined to get the card, the loyalty card for the Copdoc seed merchants. So I think we need to perhaps have a discussion about that sometimes, because I'm not keen about people just joining to get that card. But I think that, I don't think it's good for the club's position, really. We made a number of acquisitions this year, including a decent wireless printer, which has been very useful for me, and I know it was useful during the club show. I think we shot off about 300 sheets of printer, and it worked flawlessly, so that was a good acquisition. We've got a dictaphone now, so I don't have to take so many notes, and I just sort of summarise that at a later date. We bought some more wireless microphones for the sound system, which we used at the seminar, which were supposed to be used at seminar, but I don't think they actually wanted to use them, so they mostly sat there unused, but they'll be used during the next show, no doubt. I suggested that we create a club motif or a badge, which we've got, and that heads most of our notepaper now, and we use it on the website and the emails, so I think that's working quite well. And that moves us on to the website. Last year I suggested that perhaps we should update our website because it was a bit antiquated and wasn't really used much. So I've spent a lot of time with my son-in-law creating this website, and I think it looks quite good now. It's easy for me now to update, and every month I update that with the outcome of the meetings that we've had with photographs and reports. And I think it's working quite well. We get quite a few visits. I think we've had a few members from finding the website as well that have joined, having seen the website. I have been visiting, I think I've visited five or six members and taken photographs and images of their setups, and that's on the website. I'm probably only about a third of the way through all of my members, but I'm hoping to finish most of them this year. Particularly want to get down to Chelmsford, Essex and visit them, because I think they feel a bit out of it down there. So hopefully I'll get that done this year. I don't take monthly minutes. I do a summary on the website on the monthly update that I put on. I think sort of modernising, really. We're moving along from taking minutes and reading out minutes and spending half a meeting going through what we did the previous month. So we don't do that anymore. I think that works quite well. I think Brian actually initiated that, so I've carried on with that. I try and keep regular emails going out at least once a month to people. Quite often on those emails I put on there, we're looking for ideas and suggestions, but unfortunately very rarely get any returns. I know most people in this room are on emails now. There's a few that aren't, so they obviously don't participate in that. But it'd be nice if you get an email saying, I'm looking for ideas, suggestions, just even if you say, I can't think of anything, send that back or come back with some sort of suggestion. It keeps me going, really. Going on to what our president was saying about getting bums on seats, I've only been a member here for a couple of years, and I always think the main emphasis should be on the birds and bringing in birds, looking at birds and talking about birds. I know we've got some old champions here that it's all old hat to them, but for a lot of us it's still quite new. And I think that's what will get people in, is to see birds. I think we spent a bit more time. We haven't spent enough time talking about birds. I know we've had quite a lot of quizzes and things like that, but I think that's been addressed this year. The last committee meeting we had, we've drawn up a really good agenda for this following year, and hopefully that should go some way towards getting some new members in and keeping them here. Well, I know we've got some really good speakers coming up, so which is what I like to see. To be honest, I took on this role last year because there just wasn't anyone who would. And I'm reluctant to do it again this year, but I know there's just no one else who's interested or wants to take it on. So I'm happy to put myself up again, but there'll be a couple of caveats, really. And one is that I plan on travelling with my wife in the summer. So there'll be some meetings where I just won't be here. And I'll have to rely on other people to give me information that I can update the website with. And the other thing is, I'm not going to be here in the summer, I get quite a lot of phone calls and emails regarding new members who want to join. If I'm not here, then we'll miss out on that. So my suggestion would be, and I'm going to suggest it in any other business, that we recreate the membership secretary, and we look for someone who can do that, who can take that away from me. There's always some confusion about the memberships as well, because Sue takes the money in, she knows who the new members are, I don't. I know who some members are, Sue doesn't. I think if we can perhaps get one person to just look on the whole of that, I think that'll help the system really. So in summary, I'm happy to stay on if no one else wants to do it. If someone else wants to do it, great. But I will carry on doing it for this year. But please don't get upset if I'm not here for 2 or 3 months in a row. And all I'd ask is someone who's got a smartphone is to take some photos and just email them to me, and then I can do a few things with that and some information. So that's me done really. Thank you. Phew.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks John for what you've done.
Yeah. So it's the Treasurer's Report.
Yeah, it's me. I haven't got a lot to say. I floated some of these around the room. For, there's about half a dozen or so floating around the room if people want to have a look at them. I've just sort of got the closing balance in the account at the end of last year. £1,649.29. The closing balance this year for the same account is £2,143.53. And in that account, we made a profit of £494.24, which I think is pretty good considering we bought the stage in and a printer and one thing and another. And then this other account, which I have no idea how we ever get the money out or how you ever put money in it. It just stays the same year after year. And as you can see, the closing balance at the end of 2016 was £1,721.21. And the closing balance at the end of 2017 was £1,222.08. We actually got interest of 87 pence.
Has anybody ever tried to locate it or find out what goes on?
No, I haven't. I'm probably going to bring it up later. I've thought about amalgamating it, just got one account.
Yeah.
I can't see why we've got two.
Especially if it's not making no profit.
The Treasurer's account, I've got the chequebook for and the paying in book for. I wouldn't even know how to get any money out of this other account.
No.
So, with the membership's permission, I will investigate that over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll talk about that later when we talk about any other business. But our total funds for Ipswich Fudge Regard Society, as it stands at the moment, is £3,865.61, which I think is pretty good this year. There is a rundown of everything that's gone in and gone out, if anybody chooses to look. So there's some circulating around the room. But at
the moment,
we're in good shape.
Thank you,
everyone, for the help.
Before we carry on, has anybody not signed the card for Janice?
I would do that.
I'll bring it over. Honey, I'll just...
I didn't want to
leave
it up there, because you signed it.
Fine. It's just the show secretary's report now, isn't it?
We don't have one, do we?
We don't have one? We've got one.
That's you, show manager.
Well, I do the show manager.
Yeah.
I haven't got a lot to say. I'd just like to thank everybody that participates in our show, because we really do, we seem to put on a really good show, and it always seems to go very well. There has been one or two things that we could look at, like they were saying about Pete Burns not getting judged. There was one, I think, last year, and there was a big hoo-ha about it. I will try to sort that out in the next time, next year, because it is naughty when that happens. But other than that, everybody, it all went very well. Everybody was there, and we've had loads of people to put staging up and take part. So I'd just like to thank the members and everybody for doing what they do in the show. That's all I've got to say, really, because there's not much else I can say. You've said the rest.
Nobody else, George, before we go?
Patrick?
Nobody else?
No, I think everybody. Oh, I asked, so maybe.
Any
Oh, I've got.
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
Patrick's secretary.
There you go.
Who's that?
That's Steve's.
This is from Stevie, patronage secretary. I'm going to read that one out again because obviously he's not here. You don't want to read this out, Bill?
No.
Unfortunately, I will be away working in Germany this week, and therefore, please could you pass on my formal apologies for not being present at the week's AGM. I therefore detailed below the patronage secretary report for 2017 and would ask if you could read this out at the meeting on behalf and record this in formal minutes. I suppose it's going on the thing.
Yeah.
This was my first year as a patronage secretary and so I took a little time to get up to speed with the process, but I can report that in 2017 we managed both the patronage for the Ipswich BS Open Show as well as the Lincolnshire and East Anglia Specialist and Rare Variety Open Show. All patronages were submitted on time, and although I had to chase one or two societies for their patronage, all were received in good time for the respective shows. Regarding the Ipswich BS Open Show, we submitted 11 patronages in total. This had a total cost to our club of £88.98, including the cost of patronage returns. Regarding the Lincolnshire and East Anglia Specialist and Rare Variety Open Show, we submitted 7 patronage at a total cost of £52.53, including the cost of patronage returns. I am in the process of completing the 2018 patronage returns for the Ipswich BS Open Show, and these will be completed by the closing date of 28th of February 2018. I am happy to stand for the position of patronage secretary again for 2018 if elected by the members. Many thanks and best regards, Steve. That's that one. Publicity officer now.
Publicity officer. We continue to receive support from Cajun Aviary Birds, and I thank Laura Kims and Laura Welsh on the club's behalf. They never miss publishing our monthly meeting details. For those members who read and follow them, they are sent with the view to involve as many members as possible and to project the club in the best light, and to encourage new members to swell our ranks. Every club, it seems, have some problems at some time or another, but I don't believe in putting dirty washing out in public. Prior to our annual show, details are sent to Suffolk Radio and the East Anglian Advertiser. Some years their response is better than others. As always, I am willing to continue in this post if the members wish. Although I can be prone to the occasional strop, I'm not a resigner. That said, if anyone wishes to stand for the post, please go ahead, and I will not be offended in any way at all.
Thank you, David.
Social secretary.
Well, the club had a successful barbecue and young stock show, which I think most of us enjoyed.
Yes.
And we also had a very enjoyable day out at the Tropical Winds, but unfortunately they're shut now.
Have they?
I would like to thank the ladies who worked so hard at the shows, Judy, Sue and Marion, also Pam, Janice, Maureen, and all the ladies who helped and contributed to the barbecue. Also everyone who helps to set up, as at without your help, we could not run this. Thanks for all the raffle prizes throughout the year. Without these, the club would not make any money. Christmas dinner was a great success. If anybody has any other ideas for next year's Christmas, then please let me know.
Okay. We've got the election of officers for 2018. Before they do that, shall I read out the life members?
Yes.
The life members for the club are Mrs. Janice Al-Nasser, Mr. Doug Austin, Mrs. Muriel Goldsmith, Mr. Derek Langley, Mr. George McMillan, Mr. Jeff Murrells, Mr. and Mrs. Grant and Pat Norris, Mr. Richard Risebow, and Mrs. Sandra Holden. That's it.
Yeah, I think at this point you have to perhaps discuss whether you want any more life members.
Well,
do we want any more life members? Are there any nominations for a life member?
Yeah.
Einstein.
What's that
for?
Life member.
Who?
Right.
No, don't want all life members.
No.
No.
We won't have enough
members.
It starts to poke
the lines. We'll put nominated.
You can as well get
it. It declined. Right, fine. Well, present elect, I think we've already got a present elect, haven't we?
Yeah, Steve.
It's already Steve, isn't it?
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Steve Squires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So now, the president elect, we've got that, we want a chairman. Yeah. Is there any volunteers for a chairman?
Well, I propose Bill.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Come on, Bill, you're not 80 yet.
Call help.
Are there any other proposers? You stand uncontested, sir. How do you plead?
Bill, he looks over. Yeah, I'll accept it.
All right.
On one condition.
Yep.
That when you have the meetings, everybody who wants to speak through the chair, and we don't have little conversations amongst ourselves.
You've got your banger.
He takes over now.
Well, did you second yet? Who seconded?
Jeff.
Goodbye, George.
He's sacked you already, George.
Yeah.
I'm glad, really.
He must have paid him off.
As you know, I'm a man of many words. But when I'm in this chair, there'll be very few. All right? So then we got the chairman, vice chairman.
George
has been nominated. Any seconder? All in favour, please?
Yep.
Carried.
Yep.
Do we not have a vice chairman? Oh, it's George.
Yeah, that's George.
General secretary. Nomination, please. Mr. Gibbon. Can we have a seconder, please?
Brian would be prepared to stand again.
Would he?
Yeah.
Excellent.
What, as secretary?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's general secretary?
But only if nobody else wants to do it. He doesn't want to stand on your toes.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Is he? I'll get Brian back as well, wouldn't I?
He can't be here tonight. He was going to be here tonight, but he can't be here tonight. Unfortunately, last minute. But he did ask me to convey that.
Yeah.
Quiet over there, please.
So we've got Sue proposing it. We've got a seconder.
Seconder for Brian.
What's that for?
Brian to be secretary.
Don't John want to do it?
Well, no, John has been on.
I'm happy to do the website, but I'll speak to Brian. If Brian wants to speak to Karen with the website, I'm happy to do that. But
would you work in
nomination
with him?
The thing Brian did say, if he did it, he wouldn't job share.
Well, I'll.
He said, no, that's fine. No disrespect to him, he said, you do things your way.
Yeah.
And he does things his way.
I can quite happily come and see him, or he can come and see me, and I can show him how to update the website.
I'm sure that would be fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to vote on that or not?
Yeah, you need to vote, yeah.
Right, well, we'll have a vote on this young man here first.
I'll stand down.
I'll stand down.
You're standing down.
I didn't want to stand down.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but John didn't say he didn't want to do it.
No.
So then Brian's going to be secretary. Could I have a seconder for that? I got a seconder. Can I, all in favour, please?
Who was the seconder?
George.
George.
You're happy with it, George?
Yeah.
All in favour, please. I didn't get you. Anyone against? No, carried. You've lost your job, Sean.
Good.
Right, treasurer. Now, as Sue had done a wonderful job this year, a wonderful report.
With the help of Peter and Sandra.
Well, they are.
All right.
You know, we've made a lovely profit of £494.
Can I nominate Sue?
Yes.
Please, Sue, are you prepared to do it?
I'm prepared to carry on.
Jeff's nominated. Can I have a seconder, please? Seconder. Young man there.
Yep.
All in favour? Anyone against? No.
Mr.
Right.
Chairman, could we get Sue does the membership as well as the
no.
People found that.
No. Brian probably would be happy to do
Brian's
that.
We find that Brian on committee
Brian,
as it is.
Brian doing that.
He'll do membership as well because it was Brian that changed it to.
Okay.
Because he, there was Avis Douse was the treasurer at the time, and like she collected the money, but the people were ringing Brian to, and he took it under his wing at the time. So I think he'd be prepared to do both.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, and we'll have to ask him, and then the next meeting. Right. Right then, show manager.
Yeah, I don't mind if nobody else wants
George
to do it.
George is going to do it?
Yeah, if nobody else wants to do it, I'll do it.
Can we have a seconder for that, please?
We need a proposer first. Well, who's proposing?
Who proposed it? And a seconder. Yeah.
I'll
all in favour, please? Anyone against? Well, we ain't got no opposition tonight. Patronage secretary. Well, Stephen said he'll do it. Can
no,
I have a
show secretary, don't we? You haven't got show secretary.
Oh, no, sorry.
Show
secretary, please. Anyone willing to do it?
I'll do it if no one else wants to do it.
Peter will do it.
Show me how to do it.
All right.
But only if no one else
can see. Can I have a proposal that Peter do it?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Second? All in favour? Peter, you got the job.
Jeez. Jeez, thanks.
Patronage secretary. Well, Stephen's already said he'd do it. Can I have a proposal, please? And a seconder?
Second.
All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Publicity officer. David, are you willing to?
I just reported that.
Yes, I know you did.
Don't get stroppy.
Are you proposing, Jeff?
What did I say?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff proposed. Seconder, please. Yep. All in favour? Anyone against? No. Right. Social secretary. Social secretary. Any?
Well, I'll do it if no one else wants to do it.
And I'll propose that.
All in favour, please?
Yeah.
Anyone against? No, that's carried. Auditor?
I don't know what we do with that. Who do we? What do we do? We didn't do it last year, did we?
No.
It hasn't been done this year either.
Can it be a club member then, or?
I don't know.
Well, Stephen.
Stephen
done it.
Steve done it.
Yeah, he done
Bill?
It. Yeah.
He couldn't do it this year.
No.
But
Yeah, but we can't give them jobs if they're not here.
Oh, no, no, that's true.
Because that's not fair.
Well, which David do it?
Yeah, he'll do it. Right.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, I propose Stephen.
You propose seconder, please? Seconder? All in favour? Thank you.
Who seconded that?
Geoffrey.
He's a good seconder, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is it tea gone?
Well, all the officers and that have been elected, so I think we'll have a cup of tea now, please.
Thank you. What you ought to do is, you want to find out if you've been ordered a subscription, because it can only be done at the AGM.
Yeah, I know, but we'll finish that after we've had a cup of tea.